1 Corinthians chapter 16 and verse 22 says, "If any man love not the Lord Jesus Christ, let him be anathema, maranatha." That is, let him be accursed when the Lord comes. We're looking at that word maranatha, the Lord comes, and we're thinking of the truth of the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. It's a fascinating truth that is a great reality. It is not a fantasy, a fairy tale, or a myth. The Lord Jesus himself, if you believe him, you must believe that he is coming again. One of the great things we find is that the Bible is filled with pictures of the coming of the Lord Jesus. And while we haven't time to go into a number of these today, I want us to think about something else that is connected with one of those great portraits that the Bible gives us of the return of the Lord. Did you know that the first mention, I should say, the first prophecy that is recorded for us in the Bible about the return of the Lord is recorded for us in the book of Jude, the little book that comes just before the book of Revelation. The first prediction by a man of the return of the Lord recorded in the Bible is by Enoch, the seventh from Adam. And it says this, "Enoch also, the seventh from Adam, prophesied of thee, saying, Behold, the Lord cometh with 10,000 of his saints." Well, not only is that interesting, but the first prediction by a man of the Lord's return that's recorded in our Bible was by Enoch, a man whom the scripture says walked with God and had this testimony that he pleased God, and God removed him from the earth without seeing physical death. Genesis chapter 5 and verse 22 says, "And Enoch walked with God." And Genesis 5:24 says, "And Enoch walked with God, and he was not, for God took him." The book of Hebrews says it this way, "By faith Enoch was translated that he should not see death, and was not found because God had translated him. So before his translation, he had this testimony that he pleased God." That he was translated means that he was removed from this planet, taken up into the realm of heaven to be there with the Lord without the means of physical death. A great picture of what is going to happen next on God's calendar. That is, the next great event to take place is the coming of the Lord Jesus to remove his church from this world. We who are alive and remain, 1 Thessalonians 4 tells us, when the Lord Jesus returns, we'll be caught up, we'll be snatched away. We use the word that indicates that, the word rapture, to talk about the removal of the church. We'll be caught up together with those who have died in the Lord to meet the Lord in the air, and so shall we ever be with the Lord. Enoch, not only is it interesting that he gives us the first prediction ever recorded in the Bible by a man, and that has to do with the coming again of the Lord, but did you know it's interesting to note, and it's more than interesting to note, it's important to note, when it was that Enoch was translated. Enoch lived just before the time of the flood. Just before a flood of judgment was poured out upon a wicked world. A world in which the scripture tells us the violence was increasing upon the face of the earth, just like it is in the times that we find ourselves living in. Things had not always gone on the same. Violence increased. I'm sure you can think in your lifetime how we have seen around this world in which we live the increase of violence upon the face of the earth. Not only that, Enoch lived in a time when the scripture says that the imagination, every imagination of the heart of man, was only evil continually. And God was about to step in to judge that world, much like the world we find ourselves living in today. Now, I'm not here to predict the time of the Lord's return. I'm just simply pointing out the conditions that were in the world before the Lord stepped in to judge. And God poured out his judgment upon the world in that day in the form of a flood, flooding the entire earth and the inhabitants thereof, and only Noah and his few were saved in the ark. The Bible tells us that God once again is going to pour out his judgment upon this world, not in the form of a flood, but in the form that we read about in the book of the Revelation, and the outpouring of the wrath of God upon this world. But before that time of wrath is poured out upon this world, we believe that the church is going to be removed from the scene, just like Enoch in those days was removed from the scene before God poured his flood of judgment upon this earth. Before the flood of God's wrath is poured out upon this world, the Lord Jesus is coming back to receive us unto himself. Are you ready to meet the Lord Jesus? Are you ready should he come today, tonight? Are you ready when the Lord Jesus comes back? If you're not saved, you're not ready. And the only way that you can be sure you're ready is if you know him as your Savior, if you have been born again and trusted him for salvation. If you have, then you can say with confidence, Maranatha, even so, come, Lord Jesus.